This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. There's a reason we start a green day every day. That's nice. Gets it pumping. Well, I had a great day yesterday. I went to Costco. I love going to Costco. Just tooling around and seeing all the fun things you can get. And I got a new,
buy some new clothes.
I got a bathing suit. I got the bathing suit rack. I'm like, all right, I'm going to give that a try. It's $12, so I'll try it.
You know.
Okay. Probably not. Go ahead. What?
No, I just, you know, you. You might like to wear a swimsuit a little more if you bought a decent one.
It's fine. I like it. It's good. Horizontal stripes. Everyone knows how flattering those are. That's what I bought.
You did not.
Yes, I did. Look cute. I put it on last night. John goes, oh, well, it's pretty cute. I was like, John's seal of approval. He didn't even say, don't worry about it. Guys will do anything. Anybody. He was like, oh. Surprisingly, you don't look hideous. What he said, you know, that's what it felt like.
I'm sure that's not what he thought or said.
Yeah, that's what he said. That is. Do you want to see a picture of it?
Yeah.
Is it on you? No,
screw that then. What is this? You just took a picture of it sitting there by itself?
Well, it's funny because, you know, they hang them.
No, it's not funny.
It is. They hang them on a lady-shaped body. It's like a lady-shaped.
That's a no.
It's a yes. Turns out
it's a yes.
Full butt coverage, so that's solid. Oh. And it actually, I put it on and it's like, I thought, well, it's comfortable. I love how the top has very small armholes, so it doesn't have like the, you know, the top.
There's no side boob?
The top boob. The thing that, you know, like when you put your arms down, there's
muffin,
like a little, the muffin boob top.
Squashing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really cute. It's a very cute little suit.
All right.
And for $12, you can't beat it.
No.
Yeah. It's, right. Thank you for agreeing. Nope.
No.
You can't beat it.
Unless you're going to be disagreeing or agreeing.
Is there any point to the conversation? I mean, I just said it already. If you bought a suit, if you, couple bucks more, you might actually like wearing it.
I don't think that, you know, spending more is the answer. That's all.
All right.
I feel like I just got a perfect bathing suit. I'll only wear it. I mean, there's probably like 3 times. Well, maybe a little bit more.
You should get the one that T-Swizzle was wearing the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I can totally rock that up the butt
song
and the whole, yeah. Me and bikinis.
Hold on.
I also have a jagged scar.
That was not a thong. And hey, that scar.
Well, it was right up the butt.
People
would
be into that.
You're right. It's not a full thong, but it is the most of your cheek revealing bathing suit cut that's so
super
popular
cute
today. Yeah.
Right.
It's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if I was, what is she, 33? If I was 33 and in that kind of shape, maybe I would wear it. But I'm not.
She did look good.
She did. She looks amazing. You know what I like about Taylor Swift is like, and even just watching her movie.
Everything?
Yeah, pretty much everything. She is kind of unapologetically normal. Like, she's not like supermodel fabulous, but she is rocking everything she's got. She's not starving herself. She looks healthy and happy, and isn't she's not like pulling her boobs out to like, I don't know. I mean, some like sometimes I see Cardi B and some of the stuff she's wearing and I'm just like, is it, are you trying to hide that you're not that talented by showing all your stuff? Sorry about it, Cardi. I mean, like, what do you, why people, there's a lot of people who lean very heavily on that. And Taylor really doesn't. Taylor goes, here's the songs.
Well,
and I am cute. Yeah, I'm Taylor. I'm stupid. I'm not taking that away from her. She's hot. She's cute. But she's not, that's not what she's selling.
In a statement she made, and I'm sure Bryn could find it if he, you don't need to, but it was just something like, I'm not really pretty or really sexy, but you know what? I can write a song. I work hard and I know, like, she really was very well put, and I just thought, she knows herself. That's great. She knows what she's got. And
she is, and I think she is.
Forget about it. She's smoking hot.
Yeah. Smoking hot, very pretty.
I was a little surprised. But not, maybe you can relate to this. I was a little surprised. Someone wrote in and said she's finally dating someone big enough to make her feel like a woman. And I went, huh.
That's silly. I think that's sort of, I mean, he's a great big person. Good for her. I think that
she's a tall girl, though. She's
love
not,
can find you in any size
package.
I
agree, but she's not tiny. She's, no. What is she, 5'10", 11?
I think she might be 5'11". That's, maybe she's 6 feet. I don't know. She's tall.
Yeah,
and
5'11".
She wants to wear all the good clothes, too. She's not a girl who's like, well, I'll just put flats on and shrink down a little bit. You know, she's, he towers over her, even with high heels on.
But to notice the, and it could be age-related, I don't know. But to notice the very, I saw a post or a story. You can't tell anymore. It almost feels like someone's doing these things from home with all the typos that you see in the,
yes,
the stuff.
It,
but
really is silly.
It was a thing of Taylor, who's very specifically changed how she wears a swimsuit. The suit we saw yesterday was showing butt. All the other suits and pictures of her on vacation, she is wearing practically up to the belly button and practically, well, no, full ass coverage, full.
You know, I actually have chalked in the past that up to her general style, which is kind of a classic, like old fashioned even. Like she's got kind of, you know, because she
doesn't. Not anymore.
Yeah, no, that was a fully, she picked that up in a, maybe at a suit shop there, and they were like, this is all we have. And she's like, all right, I'll put it on.
This is what the kids are wearing,
but Taylor. That classic, like, what is red-lipped, you know, classic, the short little skirt kind of thing. Like, she's got that kind of on lock, that I'm a wholesome, old-fashioned girl.
Well, now she's got, check out my ass.
Well, I would say that she's closer to that, but she's not Cardi B in it. You know?
No.
She wasn't twerking or have a, you know, just a string right up her butt.
I think she looks freaking great.
She looked great.
So.
Yes.
You and should get a
Travis
swimsuit
so
just
too.
Like it.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
No. Dude, I'm like an old lady now. I'm not going to ever put on a suit that I just barely,
well,
I actually
just
laugh at myself.
Buy swimsuits at Costco.
Well,
maybe that's
it's
it.
It's fine. You know what? Maybe if you promise you, you know what? I'll take a picture of it. And I'll show you here. I'm never letting it leave my phone.
You know what would be incredible? Is if you just go back to the shirt top you wore with Bryn.
Yeah, I'm not doing that because it was see-through.
I was trying
to just be wearing clothes and swimming. That's what I was trying to do. But it didn't work out.
Wet t-shirt contest is what it was.
Man.
I won, though. Yeah, no.
If only you had paparazzi, that would have been incredible.
Oh, my God. Thank God we don't ever have to deal with that. Imagine that. Imagine that being your life. You're Taylor Swift, and you're trying on a new look, and, you know, then I've got something to say about it. Like, how annoying must that be?
I would love to be the paparazzi in a bush who's now standing waterside going, she won't come out, on the phone, back to TMZ. I've got her. It's a see-through top. But she's in the water up to her neck and hasn't left for almost 7 hours. I'm waiting for her.
I don't know why
leave.
Your family's taking so long to come back with a dry t-shirt. But that wet t-shirt is very revealing.
Now she picked up this Asian little girl to cover her boobs and walk around.
She's holding her horizontally across her front.
Like a bundle of logs. Cameron, stop squiggling. You're going to reveal something that Auntie Sarah doesn't want revealed.
Oh, wait. I think the little girl just kicked her in the face. It looks like we're going to get our shot.
She's bleeding down the front of herself, re-wetting her shirt.
Yeah. Too bad we missed that.
Dang. Yeah. I'm very sorry about it. I think Brent actually has pictures of it. Yeah. I look over, I'm like, you're effing videotaping? It's like, it's a family moment.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
You came on our family vacation topless. What do you want me to do? Your teaser showing, but I'm trying to get a picture of my kid. Oh, sorry about it.
The look of defeat on her face when she looks down at her own nipples, just like,
oh. Well, I sunk down. I didn't realize until Bryn goes, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he oh, my God-ed me. I was like, what? Oh, no.
You know what's funny?
Nothing about this?
Oh, that. Oh, the whole thing's hysterical. I had this moment when I was, this was a girlfriend a long time ago, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
I'm at her house, and her roommate had just gone through a breakup. So her roommate was in a pair of boxers and an old, big, giant old sweatshirt. She'd been bummed out for days and just in the house. And I show up and I sit down and we're me and the girl I'm with at that point are getting, she's getting ready and we're going to go out somewhere. And I'm sitting there and the roommate is sitting on the couch on her side. With her legs pulled up, almost, what do you call that? Like
fetal position.
Fetal position, right, okay. Yes. That's what I was looking
for. So she's laying on her side, but she's talking to you and her knees are up.
She's not even talking to me. She's watching a show. Okay. And I'm just sitting there, but I'm off to the side. And the boxers have exposed her whole woman area because of the way she's sitting.
Oh, you're getting a solid peek.
I'm getting a full-on, it's not a peek. The whole thing's showing. And I'm so uncomfortable because I realize...
You don't want to say anything, because now she knows you've seen her cooch.
I'm completely paralyzed, and I get up and I leave the room because I just don't want.
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't want to be caught seeing that.
I don't want it, but you wouldn't if the girl I was seeing at the time walked in and sat next to me, she'd be like, "Oh, well, look at what you're." You know, it was like,
yeah, right there.
I had to leave. Right. I just went. I don't know what.
I appreciate you not just leaving, Bryn. I appreciate you not just leaving.
He said something.
I appreciate you. Well, you know what it was, though. We're playing with the kid, and I finally, you know, I've gotten totally wet now. And I, for the first time, I guess. And I turn around, and we're laughing. And, stuff, and his eyes just go. Like, he's, like, I did not want to see that. Like, oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. And I, you know, when you look down to realize, like, what have I got? Do I have a crab on the front of me? Is there a jellyfish attached to me? No, it's just your nipples showing right through. Like, couldn't be more starkly contrasted.
I'm sure he had fire emojis in his eyes, right?
Yes,
more
yes,
like heart that's emojis.
Okay.
But, yeah,
oh my God. Yes. Oh yes, yes. I'm sure that's what it was. Anyway, I got a cute bathing suit yesterday.
Yeah, no, that's great.
It's really cute.
And I have a swim class today, too, so, you know, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Yep, you got to have a swimsuit.
Springtime, everybody. Summer's coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Go on, you said, and then you.
No, and then we went over to Petco, where the pets go.
You don't even have, you do have a cat. What am I saying?
No, I didn't get it for the cat. We got, we have this little pond in our backyard. It's much smaller.
I thought you got rid of the pond.
No, I filled in the pond, and it's a very small water feature now. So it's got like a little fountain, and it's just the maintenance is zero. So we had to get some, but it's filled with mosquito larvae now because there are no fish in it. So remember last year this happened? The guy came out from the mosquito vector people. So I just didn't want to go through all that again. It's like a, you know, whole process to get someone to come out and give you some fish. So I had... been
he
reading
was a listener,
about it.
Right? Came through and hooked you
up. Oh, yeah. He was a listener. That's right. Yeah, he hooked me up. But it doesn't matter. I didn't want to, like, bother anybody with it. And we were right there. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get these guppies that I was reading about online. And apparently they will take care of the problem. So, fingers crossed. Brought a little cooler. And then we went to Michael's Sourdough. Cause
delicious.
It was because it was a perfect day. Swimsuit, guppies, Michael's.
Guppies.
Perfect day.
The guppies.
Right.
Is that what they're minnows? Minnows, maybe?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. Little fish that will eat mosquitoes.
I have a fish, turns out.
Well, it's a goldfish, right?
It's my daughter's fish, but she's. It's not, but it's just one of those things that now I have to take care of. It's a little life. It bugs me that it seems to be this thing she wanted. I want my own pet. Okay, well, now you have a fish. You don't look at it.
You don't feed it.
The snail was the poor Gary the snail was dead for who knows how long before she went. He hasn't moved in a while.
Oh. I looked at this tank about 10 days ago, and Gary was in that same position. So I don't know. And he's paler now. I don't understand.
I buried Gary. I gave Gary a headstone. I'm like, don't you want to go out there and say anything to Gary? She's like, no.
Jesus. Yeah, well, use this as a... Next time she wants a pet, you use this as an example of how bored... People get bored with pets. It's true. I gotta have a pet. And then you've got one, and you're like, I want that part of my life where I actually had free time and didn't have to walk a dog or, you know, whatever scoop of litter box.
I actually think a dog, you can love, and they'll love you back, and there's a true feeling
of... Well, you have to interact with them.
Right. There's a true feeling of being part of... A fish just sits on your shelf, and there's zero interaction.
Except when you feed it, it goes and eats.
Yeah.
That is all.
Right.
Yeah. And plus, those aquariums can get so nasty. How's that? Didn't you say you got some kind of like tank cleaning?
I got a little filter, but I got that's what the snail's for. The snail
cleans
eats all the filth and muck.
And does it work?
Well, it was working till it died.
Oh, we haven't replaced it.
No, I did replace it. That's why I mean this is now my tank, even though it lives in her room, because I ran out and bought a snail, and I ran out and then I was like,
Gary Clark Jr.
Gary the Snail Jr. Yeah,
I like it.
Thanks.
I bet she didn't name
it. That's got to be it. Right now, it has a name, Gary Clark Jr.
We just named the snail.
Okay, Gary.
I seriously, I looked everywhere for a popsicle stick to write snail for a headstone for this thing.
Ugh.
No concern.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't,
she's busy with bras now.
Oh.
Well, she's, I mean.
Well, that's been years.
That's ongoing, yeah. Her ongoing fascination. Get her a pet bra. Here you go. I got you a pet bra. It's fuzzy. It's got one eye on each. There you go. Put that on. Fun. All right, KLLC, I think we're done here. KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah Minnie, Alice's morning show. Oh, yeah, it is hump day. Yeah, for this song.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!